One of the questions that is asked with regard to Hanukkah is, why is it necessary for women to fulfill this mitzvah? After all, we know that when it comes, generally speaking, to mitzvah saseh, positive bound mitzvahs, which are man grama, which are bound by time, noshim paturos, women do not have the obligation to perform such mitzvahs, for various reasons we won't get into now. So that being said, the question is, why are women obligated in Neres Chanukah? If after all, of course, it's a positive commandment, something to do, and it's obviously zman grama because it's only this time of year. So it's brought down in the Sefer Tami HaMinhagim, actually quoting the words of the Kolbo, he says as follows, Tam shehanoshim chayavos b'ner Chanukah, afal pi shehi mitzvah shezman grama, the reason why women still have this obligation, kivan shehoyu ba'oso nes, because they were also very much involved in the miracle of Chanukah, and he gives a specific example. Shegazru hayivanim al kol basula, shetiba'il hegemon tchila, that not only, of course, they were part of the whole miracle in the fact that they were living through this entire episode, but also there was a specific decree that was placed upon women that it caused them, unfortunately, become ritually impure by being taken by certain officials of the Yevanim. And therefore, for this reason, they had a lot more at stake, even more than men, with regard to being spared. And then he brings down the story, the famous story, with regard to a woman that was a tremendous hero, Bas Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that what did she do? Behavia es harosh shel oyev, that when it came to her being encountered with a very powerful individual, she was able to entice him first by requiring him to eat dairy products, which is some of the reasons why we partake of such food, and also for him to become intoxicated there afterwards and him being killed. And therefore, because she was part very much in this whole story and how the miracle began, therefore we have special halachos, not only that they should be part of this mitzvah, but also as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, they have even more stringencies. Namely, v'nohagos hanoshim sholasos melacha b'od shaneres tokos, that specifically women should not do melacha, we'll have to define what that means, during the time in which the candles are lit. It's actually interesting that it's brought down in the name of the Maril, that, like they say, anything a man can do, women can do also, so I guess it works the other way too. That according to the opinion of the Maril, that he says that there are actually places, Shigam Hanoshim Machmir Mazeh, that men also, some men do not work as well, some men never work, so, this is at least an excuse one time a year to not work. We'll just, again, define what Malacha means. And furthermore, it's actually brought down in the Siddur Yavetz, he says, quote, Hechi denohug nami gavri lemnui memalacha shaper dami. If you have a community or a custom in which some men refrain from working, shaper dami. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And it's also brought in the Sefer Chassidim that some men were machmir. But clearly, the more traditional approach is that only women are not to do work at this time while the candles are lit. So, if you were a very smart woman, what would you do? You'd get those really, really large candles, so you won't have to work for hours and hours. So, halacha tells us that what it means that they should not do malacha, at the time when the candles are lit, it doesn't necessarily mean for hours and hours as long as they're still burning. He says as follows, Ba'od shaneres dolkos, hakavana shir hazman shechayim lidlok mi'ikar hadin. It only means the time in which one is obligated, the minimal amount of time, for those candles or for that oil to burn. And how long is that? Behu chatsi shah. That's for the period of 30 minutes. That when it comes to that 30-minute slot, that's what it means in halacha when it says that they should not do malacha. Aval bat l'achar chatsi shah. After that half hour, it's complete. Ein iser lasos malacha. Even though those candles are still burning very brightly, nonetheless, since you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, since they've already been burning for 30 minutes, no longer is there this custom that they cannot work. They can continue to do malacha. It says, And this is what's actually derived from the Mishnah Berurah, which we did not see inside today. The reason why that women are not to do work at this particular time, what's the problem? So we said a reason. We said a reason is to remember that they were an integral part of the miracle. But the question is, so if that's so, then why is this the way in which we single women out and make them unique and special that they shouldn't work by the time the candles are lit? What's the connection between candles being lit? Maybe 2 in the afternoon they shouldn't do work for 30 minutes. Why specifically during that time? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a hecker, a way to distinguish and make something acknowledged. Shlo yavo l'shtamesh l'yahanos me'or neros Chanukah. We know, as the song says, that in lano rishus lishtamish behem elo rosim bavad. You're not allowed to actually use the candles, the light, right? You can only look at it. Elo rosim bavad. And therefore, what's the issue? If we allow them to do work during the first 30 minutes in which a person is not supposed to derive benefit from it, so what's the possibility? What can maybe happen? So let's say you maybe have a lot of other lights, but if she's busy doing a melacha, she's engaged in some activity, which we're going to define what that means. It's not so clear what that is, that the custom falls under. But let's say they're in the middle doing a melach, and all of a sudden the lights go out. All you have are these candles. So there's this chash that's a possibility they may end up using that light, and they'll end up benefiting from the light, which they're not supposed to. And therefore, that's the connection of why specifically those 30 minutes, the time in which a person is not allowed to use those lights. So therefore, we want them specifically at that time not to do malacha in case they may end up using it. L'chein, therefore, l'acher chatzi shah, he says, after 30 minutes, shemoter medina l'shtamish or neros, you're allowed to actually use and benefit from those candles. It's only the first 30 minutes that this halacha applies. And therefore, in menia shulasos malacha, what's the whole concern? She may end up using it. Well, after those 30 minutes, it's not an issue anyway. And therefore, after those 30 minutes, she's allowed to do malacha from that point on. Just see one more point. There's a lot more to discuss. We'll pick it up on tomorrow. But he says as follows. Quoting various poskim, he says, as we mentioned, Shem Yichav or Habayis. Maybe all the candles will be a blackout. There'll be all the candles, all the lights in the house will turn off, will be extinguished. But he, and this woman, Tehebe Emsa Eza Malacha, here she is busy doing work, Vishtamash or near Chanukah. And therefore she'll end up using the actual candles which she wasn't supposed to during that 30 minutes. Furthermore, he says, based on the words of the poskim, Shish L'Hachmir, that there are actually, interestingly enough, people that are more strict. We'll have to discuss why they're more strict. Lo ishtamish l'or haner gam l'acher chatzi shah. Gam isim l'achol acher chatzi shah. We'll discuss tomorrow why anyone would hold like this. But there are those that do not say it's for the 30 minutes, but it's even above and beyond that. Even while the candles are burning an hour or two in, nonetheless, women are still machmir. And of course, maybe that's what most people would want to hold like, but we'll see tomorrow whether or not we hold like that opinion, or rather the Isra Malach is only for 30 minutes and no longer.